Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what time of day you're listening to this podcast. Welcome to the show. This is Ray with Recommended by Ray, and on today's show, I've got Ollie and Rena, creators of The No Diet, K-N-O-W, The No Diet. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Their website is currently under construction. I had them on the show and we had a great chat. This is one that I can really relate with, having struggled with weight myself throughout the years for several years. I'm still struggling. It's an ongoing struggle, but these guys are great. If you need a little help, need a little pick-me-up, nothing but positivity for you tonight. Ollie and Rena with The No Diet.
Hey everybody, this is Ray with RecommendedByRay.com, and I've got a great show lined up tonight. Talk about some inspiration. This is what the show is all about, guys. I really just want to get some positivity and some inspiration out there, and tonight I've got Ollie and Rena. I hope I'm saying that correct. I'll verify when they come online here. A true success story that is a little bit close to my heart, because I know I've had my issues with my weight in the past and currently. You know, it's an ongoing battle. So let's see if we can bring them in and we'll get their story there. Ollie and Rena from The No Diet. Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
All right. We got you. So awesome. The No Diet, that sounds pretty straightforward. You got to know what you're eating, right? So I prefaced it a little bit with I've had my issues with food in the past, my love of eating. And apparently you guys have too, because I'm reading in your little bio here that combined you lost 240 pounds. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we did that in about,
15 months.
Yeah. Wow.
We're still going, though.
Yeah, it's an ongoing struggle. So just tell me a little bit about your story. Tell me what you guys are up to. And it is Rena. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, not too hard. All right. So tell me a little bit about your story. You know, wherever you want to start, just spread some positivity.
Yeah, sure. I'll start, I guess. So basically the way, I mean, I've been fat and heavy my whole life, you know, ever since I moved to South America, I stopped playing and, you know, and stuff like that. I was about 7 years old. I moved to South America and I was living in an apartment building over there, and you know, there's not a whole lot of running around you can do. So I became a computer nerd and basically stuck on the computer. And I wasn't really exercising or doing any kind of physical activity. So I became a chubby little kid. And ever since then, I was, you know, always heavy. And Rena wasn't the case for her.
Well, you can just go
so
ahead.
I guess basically I was always heavy. You know, I yo-yoed my whole life. Yeah. I got till about, I was 327 pounds in March of 2018.
Okay.
It was pretty bad, and that was just crazy for me. I woke up one day, walked into the bathroom, looked at myself in the mirror, I said, damn, I am done. This is it. Yeah. I can't do this anymore. Walked back into the bedroom, said, Rena, we got to make a change. I'm done. And that was it for me, and I had to start.
Yeah, and for me it was a little bit different. So I also did struggle with my weight, like, ever since I was little.
Okay.
But like once I hit like middle school, high school, like I went on like so many different crash diets. I lost massive amounts of weight. Even after high school, I lost so much weight. I was like 114 pounds. Like I was, but I did it unhealthy. That was the problem. Like
right,
I would starve myself. I wouldn't eat. I would exercise for 4 hours a day. So even though it did last a couple of years, it wasn't sustainable. So I'd always run back into the same problem.
Right.
And then around the time that we started dating, which was like 2012, then it just like shooted up from then. And I was like, never as big as I ever was. Like I my last recorded weight was 265 pounds, but that was almost a year before we started.
Okay.
And I was definitely more than that when we started, but I never wanted to get on the scale because I didn't even want to know what the number was.
I know the feeling. Yeah. It's a lifelong struggle. It really is. Now, I mean, I think I told Ali a little bit about myself, my issues with weight. I never really had real issues. I guess I was so active as a kid and so active, even as a college student playing baseball in college. But after college, I just ate. I ate like I normally did. I just wasn't doing anything.
Right.
And I ballooned up. And like you said, Rena, never wanted to get on the scale. Mm-hmm. And it so happened I was on a trip with my brother to Washington, and we were at the Air and Space Museum. Just a real quick story. And I got on this scale that showed you how much you weighed on the moon.
Oh.
And it was like, yeah, that's not so bad. And then my brother comes up and hits the button that says Earth. And I was 464 pounds.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, I got to do something. And I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. I ended up coming back home, eating some more and gaining some more weight. But eventually it came off. I exercised, diet, you know, did the whole everything you were talking about, the whole fad diets and everything. And there's so many of them out there. And, you know, it's great once one starts working. So what is it that you guys did that finally worked for you?
So for us, like Ali said, when we started, well, he started, and I was kind of like, not against it, but I was like, okay, good luck, because yeah. I was kind of like defeated and fed up, because anytime I would start a diet, I would go back to my old ways of like exercising hard, not eating. And yeah. I guess because I got older, I was not losing weight no matter how much effort I put into it. So mm-hmm. I was just done, and I was like, good luck, but I'll support you, but I'm not going to do it, because I was just tired. And I was kind of like, okay, I'm accepting it. I'm supposed to be fat. This is it.
Yeah.
But then when he started, like, and he started by doing like small things, like, you know, like we weren't cooking at home or anything at that point. He was like, what were you picking up? Like
picking up,
like hard boiled eggs from like 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Just making it very simple and very clean. I was trying not to eat a lot of carbs, trying to keep my calories down, just the basics. Right. You know,
right. And then once I saw him doing that, I was like, all right, I'm not going to go on a full on diet, but I'll do the same where I'm just going to make better choices.
Right.
And I never weighed myself when we started. He did. He tracked his weight every day.
Right.
But after a month of doing it, then I finally weighed myself, and I really didn't change that many things. I really was just more mindful of what I was eating. And we tried to cut out processed foods and, right. you know, lots of things with sugar. And I was so surprised in the first month, I ended up losing 35 pounds just by doing that.
In a month?
In 1 month.
Right.
I didn't do anything else. No exercise, nothing. I just literally cut out processed foods and limited, was more mindful of what sugar I was putting in, how much sugar I was putting into my body.
Yeah.
Sugar's a killer. I lost about 45. Yeah, the sugar is actually the worst thing for you.
Yeah.
Because we eat carbs. It's really just the sugar the sugar from the carbs that are so bad for you.
Right. Right. Yeah, I'm currently on a low carb diet myself, and it works for me. You know, it maintains my weight more or less.
Right.
But I still got probably I got another 50 pounds to go, probably. Maybe.
You don't
maybe
look like it.
No, I mean I'm a tall guy. I'm 6'3" and I carry it a little bit differently than most. But yeah, I've got a good 50 pounds to go. And I've been right there for, I don't know how long, at 250 pounds right now.
Got it.
Yeah.
I was, this week we went away, so I gained a little bit of weight, but, just a week ago I was 189 pounds and I'm 6 foot. Healthy weight for me is 185. So like 165 to 185 is like that range where I should be at.
Right.
So I'm like right there, but I have, you know, a lot of skin left and stuff that I need to get rid of. And I probably have a whole bunch of weight still, a little fat still stuck in there and stuff. So I probably am where I need to be. So I should start maintaining now. I'm working out and different things like that. So I should start doing that, because I lost a ton of muscle mass throughout this whole because we weren't exercising and stuff the whole time.
Yeah, everything we did was strictly diet. We didn't do anything with exercise at all.
That's impressive. I mean, you know, exercising is hard. You know, for most of us.
Yeah, definitely.
I try and do what I can, but it seems like I can't ever wake up in the morning not sore. Doesn't matter if I've been working out for a month. It doesn't matter if I've been working out for 3 days I do yoga and a walking program in the mornings now. Nice. And I keep waiting for the soreness to go away, and it never does. And it may just be my age. I don't know. But Yeah. It's just it's a hard thing to do.
That and also time, because I'm sure you're busy just like everyone is. Like, when do you find the time to work out? Especially if you have like multiple jobs or, you know, kids or whatever it is. Like, it's very time consuming to fit that in there. There's only so many hours in the day.
Right.
Plus, we're not too fond of exercising. Like, we're like going on like hikes and walks and things like that. But I don't think we're really into any sort of formal exercising. Yeah,
that's the whole thing. That's why we call it the no diet, right? It's no actual diet, because the way we did it, we lead just a different lifestyle, just eating right. You know, it's not an actual diet. The reason why it actually worked for us, because we told ourselves the whole time, you know, perception is reality. So we're not on a diet. We don't want to feel like we're on a diet, because the second we feel like we're on a diet, we don't want to eat it or anything. We want to eat anything else or whatever.
And that's the thing. We both love food. Like, we both love to eat. We always went out to restaurants together to try new things. So to just, you know, usually on a diet, you have to restrict yourself. And so that's the last thing we wanted to do. Because when you do restrict yourself, if someone tells you you can't have something, you want it twice as much.
Oh, yeah.
So for us, anytime he wanted something or I wanted something, we found just a different way to make it healthy.
Man, I wish I could do that. But I, you know, I like, I'm good at making excuses. Like, I've got a birthday coming up and I want cheesecake. So I'm gonna go ahead and do it. I'm gonna go ahead and eat the cheesecake. And I know that walking an extra mile that day is not gonna take off the cheesecake or whatever. I know how it all works, but I'm good at making excuses. I'm, you know, and justifying it, just like a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing, actually, because for us, or at least for me, anytime I did go on a diet, I would also say like, oh, I'm going to start on a Monday, or, oh, I'm going to start on the first of the month, or, oh, like, and having that mentality, I'd be like, oh, the first is on Monday, so let me eat everything that I could eat now and get it in. And the Monday would come around and I wouldn't do anything.
Right.
So for this, it was good because we didn't put any restrictions. So like you said about the cheesecake, you know, there have been times, like he said, this past weekend, we went away for a friend's birthday. We ate everything that everybody else ate. We didn't restrict ourselves. Yeah. But, you know, we ate it in moderation, and we did gain a couple of pounds this week, but we went right back on track as soon as we came home and continued eating healthy.
And that's a good thing. Once you get on a diet I hate calling it a diet myself. I call it a plan. It makes me feel better.
Yeah.
But it is, that's what it is. It's a diet. It's a, everybody has a diet. It's just what you do with it, you know? And once you get in that mode, like you guys going away for the weekend, it's not so hard to get back into it once you, I say that. So sometimes it's not hard. Sometimes it is. Sometimes you do that weekend blast and it's not Monday. It's Tuesday or Wednesday when you get back on track. But so give me like an idea of what a regular day is for you guys. You get up, eat breakfast. What do you guys eat for breakfast?
So it really depends actually about breakfast and stuff like that. Like sometimes we don't have the time to make it a formal breakfast or anything. So, you know, eggs are super quick. So I love eggs. So we have a couple of eggs depending on however we want to eat it. If I don't have time, I'll boil them. If I have time, I'll scramble them.
Cheese, whatever.
Yeah. We could, we eat anything we want on it, you know? So we'll have cheese on it, you know, not the fat-free stuff, the regular stuff, because the fat-free, anything has sugar in it. So,
Make sure
you have, you know, full fat everything, and just, you know, have three or four eggs. If you're going to eat a big breakfast, have three eggs or something, but only have one. You don't need to have four yolks in there. You know what I mean? So we just kind of moderate everything, you know, and if we're going to put oil, I'll put a little bit of oil, not a, you know, ton of oil, a ton of butter or anything. And instead of putting a little bit of milk in it, I'll put a little bit of water in it, you know.
Or we use almond milk, or we use substitutes for everything. Right. So the point is just that we feel satisfied at the end of it all.
Exactly.
And so they're not feeling like we're missing out. Like, I actually found there's this company called Smart Cakes, and they make like muffins and cupcakes and all these different things. And one of their muffins is like 90 calories. So if we're running low on time, I'll just have like a muffin and coffee in the morning, and it has no sugar in this muffin, but it tastes great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What was the name of it again? I need to check that out because I love muffins.
It's called Smart Cakes. And they make hamburger buns, they make cupcakes, they make muffins. Like, they have a whole bunch of different things, and all of it has like no sugar and very low carbs.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check that out.
I
love a good muffin.
Yep.
So breakfast is covered. I'm all in on the eggs. I tend to throw in a little I do the cheese. And sometimes I'll even put, and I, maybe I'm doing it wrong, but it seems to work for me, is the cream cheese. I'll put some Philadelphia cream cheese.
Nice. Yum. Yeah, I love cream cheese.
But the cheddar, the jalapeno cheddar is very good.
Yum.
So I'll do that. So then you're moving on. No exercise between breakfast and lunch, just regular day.
Yep.
So lunch rolls around and it's pretty much the same idea.
Just kind of, except for in the beginning, I started eating like these 2 ounce cups of hummus and some Stacy's pita chips. You know, everybody likes Stacy's pita chips. They're so delicious. It's easy, right?
It's like a single serving.
Yeah, single serving, little bag of it, nothing crazy, right?
Right.
It's just enough portioned, right? You know, like if I was to eat before my diet, I could have a huge Philly cheesesteak that's this big, and you know, I don't even need half of it, but I'll eat the whole thing just because, you know.
Right. Oh yeah. To, because it tastes good.
Right. And 3-4 slices of pizza than it was before. But now today what we're doing is we're buying these prepackaged salads. You know, they're like these chopped salads that just come from the grocery store, like from Dole or whatever, you know, fully done. And each one of those salads has like 300 calories, 350 calories. Yeah. And you know, so what we'll do is we'll actually split that in the half in the morning while we're making breakfast. And just I'll put in my Tupperware. She works from home, so she just keeps one in a bowl. And I take one in Tupperware, go to work.
Right.
12 o'clock, 1 o'clock rolls around. That's my lunch.
And it's so convenient because everything's in there. The dressing's in there. Like the croutons are in there. Like any salad additions are all ready packed in the bag. Right. Yep. So it makes it, and it's like $3 for to feed both of us. So
yeah, it's economical as well. Yeah.
Exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I love the bag salads. I even get the ones that come in the bowl with the cellophane cover on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I do that. I have a hard time remembering to eat salad. Like I'll buy them and they'll just wilt away in the fridge. But I like salad. I like salad.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are great. And the fact that you're splitting them, that's good.
Right. Yeah, well, that's the whole thing.
Well, technically, the serving, I think, is like per the bag. It's a 3.5. I don't know how 3.5 people would eat that, but it's good for two.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'll eat the whole bag.
Yeah. So I'll eat the whole bag too. You know, I'm usually a little hungry by the time I get home. Because even when I get home, we're not going to eat right away. She's usually still working. And so I'll come home and I'll have a little bit of cheese or something, you know, just some kind of snack
like
or something.
Like meat or cheese or whatever.
Yeah, but something simple, you know.
Cheese is good. Crazy.
Yeah,
I love cheese.
And of course, the longer you do it, like you don't feel like I need to sit here and eat the whole thing because I guess you're used to eating a smaller portion. So it hasn't been, at least for us, if this was like a year ago, I could definitely, I mean, I probably still could sit here and eat the whole bag, but I don't need to.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. You know, 3 or 4 days into the diet, the plan, it your stomach starts to shrink and you get fuller faster.
Mm-hmm.
And, and it is a good feeling to walk away from the table feeling full after a half a bag of salad. Yeah. And, you know, if you can remember what that feels like the next time and you think about eating a whole bag or breaking your diet and going to Whataburger. Do you guys have Whataburger up there?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, you might want to try Whataburger if you go to Texas. It'll be one of those weekend trips for you. But it's delicious. But it does feel good, you know, doing it right.
Kind of off the topic, but like we've definitely been there. I remember there was one time we went to a restaurant. Remember Melting Pot?
Yep.
We ate so much. It was supposed to be like the dinner for two, but it was like a dinner for like 10.
Yep.
And we finished everything. We left there feeling so sick. We slept in the car after. We couldn't move.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anytime I, like you said, anytime I feel like I want to eat like that, I kind of remember that day.
I try and I even tell myself beforehand, I'm like, I don't want to feel like that. Or after I do it, I'm like, I'm never going to do that again. But you do.
And then
and you just really can't beat yourself up over it. You know, that's what I've learned.
That's our biggest thing.
Of course.
Yeah. We always say like, you want to enjoy yourself. You want to, you know, enjoy food and go out and, you know, not feel restricted. So you're going to have like days where you can't stay 100% on track. So for us, we always say, number one, don't beat yourself up. But number two, don't look at it as a day thing. Because another thing that was huge for me is if I ate something bad, like today, I'd be like, oh, today's over. Let me eat all the things that are bad today and I'll start back tomorrow. So that is a huge thing that I think people need to get out of their head because it was huge for me. And it took time to get out of my head. So now if I eat something bad, that same day, I'll be like, oh, I ate something bad. Maybe tonight I'm going to try to eat healthier. Tomorrow I'll do even better to kind of make up for what I did.
Right. You got to get that mindset. It's all about, exactly. It's all about the mindset. And I mean, I know you're communicating to so many people that feel the same way. Cause I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. When you eat something bad at lunch, you think, ah, screw it. Dinner, I've already messed up. So dinner's going to be pasta with a big meatball, you know, and lots of Parmesan cheese on it. But you just got to not do it.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
It's so true. And then, I mean, because I was so like that and now not being like that, like, I don't even have to think twice about it. So like you said, just the more you do it, the more you get used to it, the more it goes out of your head where you feel that way. Cause you don't feel like, oh, I'm doing this for a certain amount of time. Or cause when you put those time limits on things, then you feel like, oh, I broke it. But when you're just doing this, you know, trying to make a mindful decision every time you go along, you don't feel like, oh, I messed up. Just keep going.
Right.
Yeah. That's a very good point. And I'm not good at that. So maybe I need some instruction, but I tend to beat myself up a little bit. You know, I tend to, and I'm sure lots of other people do as well. I tend to beat myself up. You know, when I eat something, it tastes delicious. And I don't know. I know it's the endorphins that are being released when you're eating that make you feel good. And it's great. But that feeling after is not something that you want to experience. And it's hard. It's just that, just plain and simple. It's hard. And
so remember, you only the first three bites of anything, after that, you're just eating to eat. Those first three bites is all it takes to actually get the flavor, to satisfy your craving. Yeah. So one thing that we've learned also is, like, even if we went to a restaurant or we're with other people and stuff like that, and someone else can order something, you know, might be, you know, I should not do it, but, you know, hey, but hey, let me try a little bite of your food real quickly. You know what I mean?
Right.
Most of my friends, they don't care. They'll let me, you know, have a bite of it. And you know what? Having a bite of someone else's delicious food completely satisfies my craving right away, instantly.
The other thing is because we didn't even get to dinner, is you want to also feel like you're not on a diet, right? So why don't you talk about our foods that we eat for dinner?
Oh, yeah. Well, one more thing I wanted to say, but our foods for dinner is, I mean, Rena makes amazing food. I can take very little credit for that, you know? Yeah. One thing that I can say is that I have a lot of ideas of what I want to eat, and I just tell her, make it for me. And she'll figure out a healthy way to make it. So, like, tonight we're making hearts of palm lasagna.
Oh,
I love hearts of palm.
Is it too late to come over?
No, come on over.
I don't think I'm jumping on a plane tonight.
So I'll definitely send you that recipe, but it's excellent.
I mean,
one thing that's really great about it is that, like, each serving or each slice is only like 200 calories.
Not even.
Yeah, I definitely need that recipe. My wife is a cook, a chef. And she's from the Philippines, and so it's kind of opened up a whole new world of foods for me. Stuff, I mean, there's stuff I won't eat that she loves, like balut. I don't know if you know what that is, but Google it. You don't want it. but you know, if you send her that recipe, she'll make it, and it'll be delicious, and I'll love it. But yeah, she's great. She's got her own YouTube channel as well. She works out there.
Nice.
But yeah, so that sounds great.
Even like the cauliflower.
Oh, we make a cauliflower.
So he wanted buffalo wings one day, he was like, "Oh, I want buffalo wings. Make it for me." I didn't have any wings at home to make him buffalo wings, and I never made it before. So, but I did have cauliflower, so I made buffalo cauliflower wings. Well, not really wings, but buffalo cauliflower, and
they're better than the wings, better than chicken wings. I have to say, because the bigger the florets, the better and meatier. Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
The next week, I made him regular chicken wings with the same way, and he prefers the cauliflower, which is really weird.
Yeah, no, they're so good.
Do you have a like a cookbook put together?
Because we're actually compiling right now. But
if you go to we do have a page on Instagram and Facebook, so we have posted recipes. Like, that's up there. The cauliflower is up there. Yeah. Our eggplant parm is up there. Bagels are up there.
Oh, so we make these bagels. They're two ingredient bagels. They're not our recipe, but we kind of change it up a little bit. But they are amazing. You can have a bagel with only 22 grams of carbs in it. I mean, it's like nothing.
And it's like 120 calories or something.
Right. And, you know, we'll put scallion cream cheese on it, some lox or whatever.
Butter,
whatever you want on it. You know, that's the thing. So now we're basically trying to figure out the way so that we don't have to have, you know, to go out and get it ourselves.
Right, or feel deprived, like, oh, I can't have a bagel or whatever.
Yeah, in the Northeast over here, bagels are life, you know?
I know. So. I'm actually from the Northeast. I'm from the Boston area. So.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
great.
I grew up just outside of Boston, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I love bagels. So it sounds like I might be a customer because, I mean, everything you're telling me sounds good. And I'm tired of, you know, saying, like you said, Monday morning, I'm going to start the low carb diet. Monday morning, I'm going to eat nothing but salads for a week and see what, I mean, I can lose weight fast. I am lucky that way. But I hate going to bed in the morning, at night, sometimes in the morning. And then waking up or knowing that I'm going to wake up and just think about it all day.
Right.
You know, I don't like thinking about it. Like, what am I going to do for lunch? What has zero carbs and zero sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're trying to deprive ourselves of any of that. So that's why the whole point of the diet is basically you just want to have just enough of everything. You know, we have a little bit of sugar. We have a little bit of carbs. We have a little bit of fat. We have a little bit of calories. We have everything, you know. Yeah. Just if you're trying to deprive yourself of one whole segment.
The second you eat it,
it's not going to work.
It's not sustainable. Like, even my sister, actually, it's funny. She is trying to lose some weight right now. And I keep telling her, I keep telling her, I'm like, just do what I did. And she doesn't want to listen. She went on the keto diet because she's like, no, I need to lose fast. She lost weight, but immediately gained it all back. So, she's back on it, back and forth on it. And she's like trying to get down. But it's hard because, you know, like when you're stuck to something like that and you're limiting yourself, it's really hard to find choices or things to eat, especially if you're on the go. You know, if you're home, it's different, but not everybody works from home like I do. So, you know, that's not easy either. So,
yeah, and it is easy. Some maybe working from home would hurt some people as far as, you know, because the refrigerator's right there. My problem was when I went to work, you know, with everything that's going on now, I'm lucky enough that I get to work from home right now. But when I was at the office working in downtown Fort Worth, Texas, you know, 100 yards from a cheesecake factory, it was hard, you know, because it's easy to run over there and grab lunch in the portion sizes. My God, you could eat off that for a week.
Of course, so that and that. Even like having lunch with coworkers, having office parties, like things like that. Yeah. Like when I used to go in the office, it was like a daily thing. My department, we have a snack cart that comes around to our desk.
Same here.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's hard to have that self-control not to take something or not to take the bad thing off of it.
Yeah, it is. It is. So you guys have an actual program. I know you got the Facebook page. And you're working on a program, or you have a program put together that?
So we're developing currently as we're speaking right now. It's almost ready. Actually, we're doing a 30, 60, and a 90-day program for people, depending on how much involvement they want us in, and further if they want us to or not. Some basic stuff and some free stuff that are out there already on the site.
Yeah, most of our stuff is.
Yeah, most of our content's all video, you know, based right now. So we put content out there just so we can
videos, recipes, like
just like motivational stuff, just to get people going, you know. What we did, the whole story, basically the reason why it's called the No Diet, there is no diet. Time to change your life, you know, and get to know us, basically, because like we did it, we're just two random average people, you know. We were just overweight, we wanted to make a change,
and from being someone who like always struggled with their weight and has been skinny and has been fat and going back and forth and literally tried like every diet in the world, because I even made up my own. The fact that this was so easy for me, because everything's always been hard, I really feel anyone can do it.
There are a couple of people who've been doing it with us right now, and they're all losing weight, you know, and they all don't feel like they're stressing themselves out.
They all don't feel like they're on a diet, and they're seeing results, you know, and they're still eating and enjoying themselves and going out and, you know, just living life, which is what's important.
Right. And I mean, I truly believe that is the key. If you just don't feel like you're on a diet, if you don't feel like you're, like you said earlier, you know, if you don't feel like you're depriving yourself of
perception is reality.
Pleasures, right.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, too. Like if I said, told him today, like, oh, you can't have any cookies, even though he doesn't eat cookies, he's going to want cookies today. Like, it's just how like the mind works.
Well, see, now I want a cookie. I mean, that's you triggered something in my head. So, I mean, I don't have any cookies here, but I love cookies. If my daughter's watching, she knows I love cookies. My youngest daughter and I are crazy cookie fans. But, I mean, as long as you don't go buy a whole box of Oreos, I guess you can have and eat a whole box of Oreos. You can indulge every once in a while.
So that's another thing that we started buying random stuff recently, you know, after we lost all the weight and stuff, like that, just to see how it works and stuff. So I bought all these little 100 calorie pack, like, you know, Oreo cookies and all the different stuff like that, you know, and we'll split one of those little tiny bags, you know.
Yeah. And before it would never be enough for me, but
oh, of course, I would eat 10 of those bags, possibly, you know,
easy, tray. Easy.
But now the fact that we can have one of those and just split it only says that, you know, we only want to taste it. It's not that we won't need to have, you know, 100 cookies, you know. So we get to still have our fix our craving, you know, and still be able to enjoy whatever we want.
I think it's easier now for us to do that because we've come so far. But in the beginning, if we were doing this, it would not work out.
Right. That's what I was going to ask. I mean, how long does it take to get to that point? Because, I mean, I have gotten to that point and then backtracked I don't know how many times, you know, when I've got – say two Oreos in front of me, and if I eat two Oreos, obviously I love Oreos, but if I ate two, I'd always want more, always. So how do you get to the point where it's just going to be 50 calories worth of Oreos? It's just something.
Yeah, so it's definitely all psychological. Yeah. But our first 2 months, we lost 50-60% of our weight. In the first 2 months.
Well, pretty much, maybe
3 months. At least I lost 65 pounds in the first
two months. Well, we both lost 65 pounds in the first month.
Right.
So we're up, you're up to 100 and what?
I'm 130 something.
And mine's like around 120.
Right. Today.
Today.
Yeah.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is that the biggest push needs to be in those first 2 months. But once you get into those good habits after that, you know, people used to say 21 days creates a habit. That's not actually true, you know. Okay. It's actually more like 55 to 60 days, you know. So if you can stick it out for the 2 months, you're completely rewired, you know.
Yeah.
It's just after that, you can start reintroducing certain things here and there. Because that's what we started doing. I mean, after that, we started losing weight maybe about 1.5 to 2 pounds a week after that. Doing the same things we were doing, you know, a month ago. So nothing really changed. Only things that like we started to plateau a little bit. We weren't actually plateau. We're still going down a little just slower.
Yeah, but we were losing it about like you said, 2-3 pounds a week, which was good because then we didn't end up having like so much extra skin. Like you were talking about skin and stuff. Right, so we did it gradually. It wasn't, you know, we didn't lose everything in the first like 2 months. It was over time. So it was more manageable and sustainable.
Right.
But I think another big thing, though, is the reason why, or at least I feel why I would like not be able to control myself with food is because, like you said, it's hard planning what to eat. And also you're eating food that you don't even like. So if I'm eating like diet food, it's either like a really bland salad or I don't know, like.
Or bland cookie, or you know what I mean?
Whatever it is.
It just tastes fake.
But we try to make every meal.
Oh, yeah. I know. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, but we try to make every meal enjoyable so that way you don't feel like, oh, I'm missing out on something.
Yeah,
and
you don't.
Learn when we go out to eat, even like at restaurants and stuff, you know, yeah, there'll be days where we end up eating other stuff, but we even know how to order properly because, you know, we know what to get that tastes good.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to talk yourself into making something taste good. It doesn't work that way. Like I know I'm not going to divulge the company that, that I tried, but you know, the meals that are delivered, the plans that are delivered to your house and they come in the prepackaged. I mean, it's like eating, it leaves this terrible film.
Yeah. I did one of those too. It tasted like soap to me when I was eating it.
Exactly. But you're just like, okay, this is lasagna. I got this lasagna. I love lasagna. I eat it. And it's like, it's not bad, but it's
not good.
It's not good, you know? And you got to talk yourself into it. So I'm thinking with a plan like you're talking about, where you can actually take those first three bites and actually, you know,
enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everything else, you know, is just a different variation because we figured out a way to make things healthy. So it actually, even though it's healthy, it still tastes like it's supposed to taste.
Right.
Right. I think I'm in, guys. I think I'm in for the 30 day, for the 30 days. Cause I mean, I'm always willing to try something new, and it sounds like a great plan.
Thank you.
It really is.
Yeah.
You got to check out some of the videos that we have and the recipes, because those are really, really good. They're, all the recipes are really good.
What's your favorite?
Yeah, technically, my favorite is one that she makes. It's the eggplant parm. It is so good. And, you know, real eggplant parm from Italy doesn't have any breading or anything like that. That's an American thing, you know? Like, the we eat parm, we think it's got some kind of breading on it, you know?
Right.
But over there, they don't do that. And so we did it without it.
And we did it both ways. And there was no difference.
They're both good. They're both good.
Well, without the parm, I think it tastes even better, actually. Because it
without
tastes,
the breading.
Without the breading, right. It tastes so, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because really, it's the meat. I mean, the cheese and the sauce and all that. Like, you're not tasting the breadcrumbs, really. Because I gave it to him both ways. And he actually liked it without it better. But to me, I didn't really taste the difference. So I'm like, whether it's there or not there, like, it's all getting absorbed by the cheese and the sauce and all that stuff too.
Right.
So,
I mean, a lot of it may just be the your upbringing, you know, of course, comes into it a little bit. And, you know, I had a great childhood, and I'm lucky to say that, but my mom was a great cook and made fantastic lasagna, and I love veal Parmesan is one of my favorites. And I went to a restaurant, I don't know, probably 2 years ago. It was a restaurant in downtown Dallas, and I got veal Parmesan, and I asked them, I said, can I get it without the breading? And they looked at me like I was from Mars.
Right.
You know? And I said, well, can I? And they were like, yeah, I guess so. I mean, and it was delicious.
Yeah. Sure.
I didn't miss a beat. I mean, it was, and I've gone back several times since, and granted, the calories were there with the sauce, and I had pasta too, but it was delicious, and I don't think I'd mind sticking with it, you know, sticking with it and breading.
We also found a great sauce that we use for all our pastas, pizzas. It's actually called Rao's. I don't know if you heard of it.
I have not.
No, but yeah,
it's a famous restaurant here in the city, in New York City.
And they sell bottled sauces. You can buy it online. You can buy it at the supermarket. But I mean, I can go look, but there's like four grams of sugar in a cup, and it's real sauce. Nice. It doesn't taste like you go to the supermarket and you find ragu. Like diet ragu or fat-free sauce. It's nothing like that. It tastes like real. It is real tomato sauce.
Yeah, no, it's better. Like, Rao's is a very high-end restaurant in the city, and the reason why they can bottle is because of their name, you know? So it's amazing. I would definitely recommend checking
it out. That's huge. Cause that, I mean, you can use like a half cup, and it's, I think, 90 calories and 4 grams of sugar.
That's great. See, I just need to do a little more research. You know, I just get up and start thinking about what can I eat that doesn't have carbs and sugar. That's my main goal throughout the day, you know, doing the keto low carb.
And that's the biggest thing, trying to find, like, doing the research and trying to, because it took us like a year to really get it together. And, you know, we did our research, we found products online, we tried things, some things we liked, some things we didn't, but we kind of figured out what was good for us and what wasn't. Right. And after doing all that, I mean, it takes time. It's not easy, but once you find out what it is, then it's, after that point, it's really easy to start making whatever you want.
But you guys got it figured out.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point. That's the point of no diet.
Yeah, that's the thing. She figured it all out. You know, the best thing, because I kind of knew what I like. I kind of knew what I want. You know, and I'll tell her, and she'll look at every detail and find out what's good, what we can't eat.
Right.
I'll find a way to make it.
All right. This is a message directed at my wife, JoBelle. JoBelle, if you're listening to this, we need to figure out how to make some cauliflower buffalo wings. Let's do that tomorrow night.
Go right on our page. You'll see the recipe we have up.
Yes, for sure. I mean, we've done the cauliflower pizza crust, and that's delicious. But yeah, I mean, I love buffalo wings. I do the boneless myself. Yeah. But
and even after the cauliflower, I mean, we have two ways we make it, but one of them we make with honey, and so it's like a little sweeter. But then the other one we make, we use flour, so it's actually breaded. So we're not really cutting back on anything. We're still using flour, but we're just more mindful of how much we're using.
Okay. And it's not like almond flour, it's actual.
Nope. Flour. I use like real everything. I don't use, because I know keto is a lot of like the almond, coconut stuff, like all coconut flour, all those things. We use completely everything normal, like non keto diet.
I'm in. Where do I sign up? Is there a. Seriously, I'm in. So, yeah, that sounds fantastic. So what's your best advice other than checking out your Facebook page? I mean, we're going to take a look. I'll put the Facebook link in the description of the video here. But, you know, you guys do you do consultations yet? Do you do anything like that yet?
Yeah. So we're doing consultations currently. We're trying to figure out how people are eating currently and how we can help them by, you know, telling them what they should stock their fridge with, how they should make some meal plans, you know, just figuring out what they like to eat first.
Yeah, so it'll
know?
Be personalized, obviously.
Yeah, everything's very personal.
Everybody's different.
Everyone's
different. Yeah.
Right? You know, we love beef carpaccio, but a lot of people don't like raw meat, you know.
Yeah, there's certain things you might see on our page that, you know, some people will be like, what is that? Because like you said, we like beef carpaccio, we like octopus, right. Sushi, like things, bone marrow, things like that, but not everybody would love. So we try to find out what people like first before we start recommending right. what they should eat.
And that probably takes a lot of work. And I imagine that taking that off of their table, no pun intended, to get that plan in place. I mean, I love it when somebody comes to me with a plan and I don't have to think about it. So exactly. And that's where I was going with this, is the fact that you guys take the time and speak to each individual, find out what they like, and then give them a plan.
Right.
It's fantastic. I mean, I've been with people that, when I lived in downtown Dallas, I had a guy that would deliver meals for me for the day, and they'd be waiting for me at the front desk of my apartment complex, and I'd just grab it and go. And it was great, but it was what he wanted.
Right.
No, it was what he wanted to do, and it was always a surprise, and it wasn't always a good surprise. So if you can have something based on what you like, that's gold.
Yeah, so basically what we can do for people is once we figure out what they want, we'll put them all into a big chart, and they can pick and choose what they want to eat this week, and then they know what they have to go and get from the grocery store, you know, and that's it.
Right.
You know, it's just, but once we know what they like to eat, we can figure out how to make it, figure out how to get it all done, and then give them the plan and basically keep them accountable for it. That's what we're here. We're here to be their accountability partner as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's just more on a personal level. Obviously, you know, we're trying to come out with other things that are more generic for, you know, anyone else who didn't want to go that like one-on-one. We are working on putting together, like he said before, like a 30-day program, a 60-day program, and a 90-day program. And they'll include like, you know, the recipes of what you should be eating, you know, what to buy. Also, you know, give you the sample meal plan for the week and all those things like that. That we're still working on right now. But we hope to have that really soon.
Yeah, basically those things are more, I guess. Generic packages and stuff like that. Yeah. Just so everyone can, we don't want to exclude anybody because we want to help as many people as possible, you know.
Right, exactly. And accountability is a big part of it. I know having somebody to, not really to answer to, but more to communicate with and verify is kind of nice to have. So the service you guys are providing is great. It sounds like a great idea. I mean, I know.
Yeah, I want to actually make some kind of like a weekly or a Zoom call with people and get other people in the programs together and just talking.
Yeah. Like accountability group.
Right.
Or
someone can have
like
one
that.
Issue and then someone can say, oh, I had an issue 2 weeks ago and I did this to go overcome it. You know, it just having everybody in the group and making it a little bit of almost like a social network, you know, even just keeps everybody together and keeps everybody motivated.
And it definitely does help because for us, I don't think we would have been as successful if we didn't have each other over the past year to do this.
Right.
Because I mean, cooking for yourself or just doing something for yourself and not talking it out with anyone, it's definitely easy to fall off.
Yeah. I mean, it's great that you guys have each other. I mean, I don't know. I had my brother. That was my Tom. thanks. But it was my brother that got me into it. And I started off with the juice fast. That's how I got it kickstarted. Yeah. And, you know, I tell you what, day four, I felt like I was going to die. I mean, I literally felt like death. I mean, I was like, okay, I'm going to close my eyes and go to bed. I'm not waking up in the morning because I felt so bad.
Yeah, but I got out about a week myself when I started doing
it. We did
that.
It together in like 2013. We tried doing it.
Yeah.
And I think we lost like 20 pounds.
Yeah, I lost about 20, 25 pounds, but we gained
it all back after we stopped.
Yeah. Well, I crushed it. I mean, I went for, I want to say it was 90 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can never do that.
It was a cold turkey. I went, my brother came to me. We were working at the same company at the time. And he comes to me and walks into my office and says, we're starting this tomorrow. I don't care. Because he was tired of seeing me the way I was, 514 pounds. And he came into my office and he just said, man, I love you, but I don't want you to die by the time you're 50, which happens to be tomorrow. My birthday is tomorrow. I'm turning 50.
Oh, happy birthday. It's awesome.
The big 5-0. But wow. So yeah, he came into my office and he said, you know, watch this video. And it was a video of a juice fast, this guy that traveled the country spreading the word.
Oh, that's the one we watched.
Yeah, maybe that same guy.
Little plug, maybe. Is it Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead?
Yep. That's the one. Yeah.
Great. I mean, it was a great documentary. Wow. And it changed my life, really. And so we started the next day. We bought the juicer. We bought the raw vegetables. And then we learned that makes a huge mess.
Yep.
And then we spent a lot of juice
out of like this much many fruits and vegetables, right?
Exactly. So we decided we're just going to spend the money and have somebody else do it. And that's not always the best way to do it. But for us, I would call the grocery store and say, I need, I can't remember the name of them now, but Beet It, which was like beets, celery, and something else. And I would say, I need 16 ounces of that ready for me on my way home. And we worked out two times a day for 90 days. And I think I lost, and I'm not trying to brag, I'm just trying to be a little, spread a little positivity. I think I lost like 120 pounds.
Wow, congratulations. That's amazing. Yeah.
And awesome. I felt great. I was running. I mean, I need to get out and do some more jogging. Now I would say running, but I was jogging. And it's a good feeling. I mean, it's a success. And if you can remain motivated and do it, you feel so much better. And I can tell you guys are happy. You're happy.
Yeah, no, we definitely are. And I think honestly, like I was saying before, for me, like when you lost so much weight in that amount of time is amazing. And I think also you seeing your results probably motivated you to keep going. So that was very similar for me. Like in the beginning, I didn't weigh myself and I was kind of glad I didn't, because had I gone on the scale in the beginning, I probably, you know, weight fluctuates. You may not see anything, you may gain weight, even though you're doing everything right before you lose weight. Yeah. So waiting those 30 days before I weighed myself and then seeing such a difference, that definitely motivated me to keep going. Cause I'm like, whatever I'm doing is working. And so same with you with the juicing. Like, I think that is one of the hardest things to do, because I've done it and I know how hard it is and how hard it really is.
Like,
I'm sure like you saw some great results and that kept you motivated too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was obviously, you know, after, I mean, literally seeing the weight fall off was motivating, and feeling better. I mean, if you can do it, you know, I mean, if you can stay on the plan that you guys have, the no diet, and see the results, it makes it easier to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to find the right thing.
This is definitely the longest I think I've ever been on a consistent plan. Like, I guess you would say, because usually I'm used to doing it for an event or a party or a wedding, whatever it is, you know, and then it's like a short amount of time. Either I reached my goal or I didn't, and then I go back to square one.
Yeah, my father and my mother have always been very, you know, fit and skinny and stuff, and, you know, they've always wanted me to lose weight, you know, and they've always told me, oh, I got to lose weight, got to do this, got to do that, always try to push me to do anything, but it really doesn't happen unless you want it. You know,
right.
And that's something that I learned, that like nothing's going to happen because someone else is telling you to do it. So that's another thing we tell people also, like if they're ready to do it, then come and talk to us, you know, because if you're not, we're going to waste your time, waste our time.
No point. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's a great point. It's hard to get into that mindset. And you gotta realize, like I think we said before, it is a constant, I wouldn't say struggle. Maybe I would say struggle. For me, it's a struggle, you know, and it is. Yeah. But as long as you know you can get back on that horse and continue, like I said before, just don't beat yourself up about it and keep on pushing.
There's no fear.
That is the biggest
thing.
There's
no fear anymore because, like, you're jumping on the horse.
You can't fail.
I mean, it's not something that you know, like, oh, I got to go on a diet now. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. No, it's like, all right, I'm just back on it now. No big deal. Because it doesn't scare us.
Exactly. Know? I mean, that's a great attitude, guys. I mean, it really is. I mean, I hope that people see this and I hope you get busy. You know, I hope you get.
You too.
A ton of people coming through because, man, it's hard. It really is hard, and you guys know it, and I know it, and there's a lot of people out there that know it, and I just hope that you know, somebody sees us and gets inspired. That's what it's all about.
We actually just want to help people do this. You know what I mean? Because we didn't even think about making this a program or a diet page or anything like that before, but so many people. Which is hard and reach out to us after just knowing us and seeing our progress. They're like,
how much this day.
I mean, especially during the last, you know, 6 months with COVID and everything, you know, people who come into my office now, they're like, what the hell happened? Where'd you go? You know what I mean?
And like a lot of
people don't even recognize me anymore.
A lot of people gained weight during the quarantine, but we actually lost weight during the quarantine, which was a whole other thing. But so we had a lot of people reach out to us. So that kind of inspired us to put something together. And that's why we did the Facebook page and the Instagram page to kind of share what we're doing. Of course, you know, helping people more directly, you know, that's what we're trying to work on now. It wasn't, like you said, anything that we ever planned on doing, but because we've had so much feedback, that's why we're trying to do it now.
Now we want to help people, you know, make sure they get on their goals and do the same thing that we did it because it's not that hard. You know, it's actually pretty simple.
Like, honestly, like because I've like literally struggled with this for most of my life. I say to him all the time, I'm like, I wish I figured this out like years ago because I would have been skinnier years ago. Like it was, he literally was the easiest thing I've ever done.
It's that whole, if I could tell my younger self what I know now kind of thing. I mean, we'd all be rich and we'd all be thin.
We'd all live on Amazon in 2001.
Right. Exactly. I wish, man, time travel. When's that going to happen?
Exactly.
But, man, I'd love, here's what I want to propose. And I didn't throw this at you before the call or anything, but I'd like to do this for 30 days with you guys. I'd like to see how it goes. And then we'll see. I don't know what. Well, today is the 25th because I know tomorrow's the 26th. It's my 50th birthday. One month from today, I'll stick to it. I promise. If I can do juice for 90 days, I can do this for.
Oh, you definitely. Sure. If you can do juice, you can do anything.
Yeah. And I'm gonna throw in some exercise. So
there you go.
Speaking of exercise, so it's funny because he didn't really do this, but one of the things, because like we said, we didn't really do any formal exercise. But what I did start doing was like when I did go to work, I would like park further. I would take the stairs instead of the elevator. When I was home, we have like a deck out back. So anytime we're on the deck, like I'll make a joke and I'll be like, oh, I'm going to do my dexercises. And I'll like randomly stand there and talk to him while I'm doing squats. But I'm not even counting them. So I think it's important. You don't need to have exercise, but you want to try to move when you can.
Yeah.
Right. Not formal exercise. It's just doing something more than you're doing right now.
Exactly.
Get a sit-stand desk.
Exactly.
Or those. Yeah. Right. Those are good
like
too.
That. Or a yoga ball to sit on while you're working.
Yeah. Like just little things, like just adding. Like now, like if I'm like cooking and I have to put something in the oven for 20 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever, I'm waiting for the microwave, I'll sit there and I'll do like a couple of like leg lifts or light lift squats just for like the 2 minutes that I'm waiting. Like, so, you know, just anything.
Really,
it sounds so crazy. I look crazy doing it, and he makes fun of me all the time. But like, it's just something extra to do to get you moving. And then you don't feel like, oh, I have to work out. Oh, right. I have to do this for an hour.
Or I wish I'd started doing her Dexercises, you know, months ago also, because I probably didn't have as much little flabby skin and stuff like that. But, you know, still, it's definitely something you got to do.
I know all about the flabby skin. I had a, you know, I had a little bit. I actually had that surgery back in.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, 2015. I don't know if you can see, I got scars here, and I got one that goes all the way around my waist. It looked like I've been cut in half. Wow. But it was 1,000% worth it. So if you ever, my doctor is in Boston. So if you ever want to do that.
I'd love to find out because that's something I definitely want.
It is something that he's interested in.
I'm not going to lie. It hurts.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You wake up and it feels like somebody's got a blowtorch going across their midsection. Oh, wow. But yeah, I woke up and my daughters, I got two daughters. I raised both my girls as a single father. And I got my daughters were at the end of the bed when I woke up, and it was like, they were in a haze, and I looked at them and was like, I made it. I survived at least. And I said, there is no way I'm going home today because I couldn't move. Right. And then the doctor comes in and I said, I got to find out, you know, what is it going to take to stay another night? I mean, it is an one night stay. It doesn't make sense to me that you get out of the hospital the next day. But he said $10,000, and I got really motivated really fast. Get up and start walking around.
Yep.
And it hurt, but I didn't have $10,000. So I walked out the door the next day, and the rest is history. And you know, so I'm looking forward to the next 30 days. So we're gonna talk offline see what we can set up, and I'll document it. I'll document it as I go.
Awesome.
And we'll see if, you know, I got people that I talk to on a daily basis about weight loss. And if this works, you may get some customers out of them too. So
that's great. Love to do
it, man. Yeah. We'll coach you right through it, man. It's great.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Awesome.
Like, yay. Really excited. I don't have to, I am having meatloaf tomorrow. It's my birthday.
Well, it's your birthday. You do whatever you want on your birthday.
Whatever I want. Yeah.
You know, if you look at any one of our spikes, at least my spikes on my my weight loss chart, it's either a birthday or Christmas. We went away on vacation, Christmas, you know, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there is definitely, it does coincide. But cruises. I mean, we took some cruises back in the day before you don't want to take a cruise anymore. But I come off the boat and I'm not even gonna weigh myself anymore, you know, for another month or so. But you're right, it is there are things that you have to allow yourself from time to time.
Definitely. Like vacations, we definitely say are off limits. Do whatever you want on a vacation.
Yeah.
But you know, it's funny. We went away a couple of months ago and we had the mentality, oh, we're going to eat whatever we want. But I think we actually did really good without even trying.
Yeah. We were away for 2.5 weeks and I gained, 8 pounds?
I think you gained 7 and I gained 5 or something.
Yeah. Which is nothing.
Which wasn't nothing. Bad. Right. And we were eating, but like, we went to like this, like, what was that factory? It was like a dairy milk factory or something.
Oh, yeah, it's a milk factory.
And like, you know, they had all these delicious desserts and things, and we got whatever we wanted, but I don't think we could get through it. I think we had
like a couple bites of everything, tasted, and that was it. You know, like, okay.
And we're like, okay, we're good now. And then that was it. So it's crazy how like your outlook just changes like the more you do something. Because I would have kept going until like I was on the floor and couldn't breathe or had to take a nap. So it is crazy how it changes.
Been there, done that. You literally lay down on the floor.
Yep.
And try and breathe. And just try to breathe. And it is a, pardon my French, it is a shitty feeling.
Oh yeah.
Horrible.
Horrible, horrible, depressing feeling. So I'd advise if anybody out there that's listening or sees this down the road, the No Diet on Facebook. You're going to have a web page up eventually. I assume you guys are working on that.
Right now. Yeah, the KNOW diet.
Right. Got it scrolling at the bottom of the screen there.
Oh, that was right there.
You got the name there, at the No Diet. That's what you search for. You have an Instagram too? Is it at the No Diet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think our Instagram is it the same now?
It's the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we started on Instagram first, and then we did the Facebook after. But I think they're both up.
They're all up to date now. Yeah.
It's always good to have the same name everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're also on YouTube, but I have to upload a bunch of videos.
Yeah, he's lacking on the YouTube, but he has to fix it.
Aren't we all? It's all about content. You got to get it out there. Yep. And put this on your YouTube channel.
I am. I appreciate it. I appreciate you facilitating this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm having a blast doing this. So set it up. Let's set it up for a month from now, and I'll weigh myself tonight. I might be 250. I think I weighed myself this morning. I was 257.
Great.
So I'll lose
10, 15 pounds lighter.
Let's do it. You give me 10 or 15 pounds lighter, I'll fly up there and kiss you on the lips, Ollie.
Awesome.
You don't want me to lose 15 pounds now, do you?
No, but I definitely do. Listen, you know, I want to go come down and see you actually in Dallas because I have some family out in McKinney, so they're not too far from you guys.
Oh. No, I'm actually 8 miles from McKinney. I'm in Allen, not Allen, but actually Lucas. So, yeah, I mean, I grew up in the area. I've got my ex sister in law lives in McKinney. But yeah, I mean, we'll hook up when you come down and visit for sure.
For sure, maybe we'll bring Mikey with us too.
Yeah.
No.
Are you guys Yankees fans too?
Now I'm a Mets fan. I'm a Mets fan.
Oh, okay, that's better. That's better. Yeah, I saw the show last night, but I got the I had to pull out the sock hat.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm a lifelong Sox fan. So
nice.
But well, guys, I mean, I really do appreciate. We're at an hour right now. Believe it or not, I could go on.
Oh my god, time flies.
But man, it was a blast having you on, and we definitely need to do it again. I think you get some traction out of this, hopefully. And after the show, I might send you a little message here on Facebook and see how I get started because I'm in.
Yeah,
you got it. Yeah, I'll definitely help you out.
All right. Anything else you guys want to?
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh no, not a problem. Like I said, it's just fun.
Yeah. You know?
And if we can be productive and spread some positivity and at the same time, let's do it. There's a lot of negativity going on right now.
Yeah. I know.
So, if we can help somebody out, I'm all for it.
Yeah, sure. Definitely. That's what we want.
always.
Sounds good. Now, you guys got anything else? Anything you want to finish with? You got any other web pages? Anything you need to plug?
Nope. That's about it. You know, well, I guess I'll let you know if there's anything else you want to add. But that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. And hopefully, we'll get the website up soon.
Yeah,
right.
If you want to put it on here, it's www.thenodiet.net. Someone else already had the .com, I guess. So nothing even on the site. They just keep renewing it.
Yeah, they
so
keep renewing it. They're not doing anything.
Yeah, so basically, I probably got to buy it from them one day. So
yeah, eventually.
Maybe if we get big enough, I'll have the money to buy it from them, you know?
Yeah.
It's the nodiet.net, but I think the page should be up on, like,
page probably be up in about 30 days. It's not 100% done yet. And I'm adding a ton of stuff on it. So,
okay. Well, I suggest you use Drop Funnels. I know Mikey's going to have a different suggestion, but you build your page on Drop Funnels.
Yeah, I've been actually thinking about that too.
You know what that is, because I don't. I have no idea. I'm the kitchen one.
I'm the tech guy.
He's the tech guy. I don't know anything about that.
Don't ask Mike for technical advice.
No, I know. It was
He's
funny.
Getting better.
I was watching your guys' video yesterday, and it was really funny watching him in there.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Even though he's a Yankees fan, we get along. That's how we hit it off in the beginning anyway. So
nice.
Oh, yeah, no, he's so
Yeah,
sweet.
I've known Mikey for about, almost 20 years now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah. It was just outside of high school. I met him. He was in a different town, and we kind of just friends of friends and, you know, kind of all hung out together.
He's a good guy.
Yep.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, let's wrap it up. I'm going to, follow up here a little bit. But anybody that's watching, if you want to get in touch with them, go to the webpage, the No Diet, at the No Diet, or follow them on Instagram. Give them some love, follow, like, comment. The one thing I like to say is the algorithm is real. If you guys go out there and like and follow and comment, you're gonna get some more traffic coming in, and that's what we're looking for. So, sure. Same thing for recommendedbyray.com, by the way.
Yep.
So check that out. So it was great having you, and we will definitely see you in 30 days, and I'll track my progress. I'm going to do this.
Awesome.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Fist bump.
Boom.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you in a month.
Yes, definitely. Thank you again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was fantastic. That went really well. I'm happy to have them on, and I'm happy to have them back on in about a month. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to stick to it. I am going to document it as I go. This was not planned, but I believe in it, you know, and I've been struggling for a long time with my weight. Like I mentioned in the interview there, or the chat, I should say, is I got up to 514 pounds, and it is not fun, and you do not want to get to that point. So if you're struggling yourself, these guys look like they can help you out. It's at the No Diet, KNOW, KNOW, the No Diet, scrolling at the bottom of the screen there. Give them a shout, and I will update. I'll send you guys an update. Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on my Instagram is recommended by Ray. Follow me on Facebook, anywhere you can find me, the podcast, the Facebook Live, I've got a blog, all that stuff. And follow me, and we'll update this in a month and see how it went. And I've got a positive outlook on it. So fist bump to everybody else out there that's trying to lose some weight. And I appreciate you checking out the show tonight. Recommendedbyray.com. We are out. All right, guys. Well, I guess I'm going to be trying out the No Diet for the next 30 days. Go ahead and give me a follow on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all of it. Just give me a follow. Follow my progress. I'll be checking out the No Diet for the next 30 days and seeing how it works for a regular guy like me. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you'd like to be on the show, please shoot me an email at raymond@recommendedbyray.com. Or please visit the website and fill out the form if you want to be on the show. I'd love to have you. Let's spread some positivity, everybody. Good night.